trouble I've been through. I wish you knew this town, how much he put you down. I wish you knew. I wish someone like you would help me beat my heart in two.
Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Loft. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Frank Y on the mic. Great to have everybody with us. Sorry for the late start. Just was setting up one of our spring concerts this evening in the Crane Room. If you're a student, go check that out. Should be a fun show. Got a bunch of different bands lined up for this evening over there. But anyway, got to continue here with the show. We have a great set list here for you tonight. A bunch of jazz, a little bit of instrumental stuff. So I do hope you enjoy. And you're listening to The Loft here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
So you hear the music, you know what time it is. Time for the Dill query. Dill, what's up this evening? How are you? You ready?
Back and ready to go, of course.
Excellent. We got... All right, Jake wants to be acknowledged as well. Jake, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Long night last night, so we're recovering still today.
Yeah, you are.
Gonna be struggling on these questions.
Yeah. Just anyways. Critiques.
Yep.
Anyways, we got we're changing it up a little bit. We got three riddles for you today, Dylan.
Riddles.
Yeah, riddles.
That's
they're
a switch up.
They're supposed to be easy. It says easy riddles. So, so they're pretty straightforward, but could trip you up here. So, first riddle, what has to be broken before you can use it?
Mm.
An egg.
That's a very good answer. Well, you can hard boil it, and that's technically use. But I have a couple other ideas in mind. I'm either thinking like trust. Or like a promise.
Yeah, is this more like a, I don't know, like a deeper meaning kind of riddle?
Not really,
no.
It's okay. Not.
So an egg was a good guess.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I won.
It has to be broken before you can use it.
Even a hard-boiled egg, when you break it up, you gotta take off the shell still when you eat it, dude.
That is a good answer. I'm gonna have to go egg on this one. That's tough to beat that.
Yeah, it's a good answer, and that is also the correct answer.
Wow.
An egg.
This is my query.
An egg does have to be broken before you can use it. Jake's coming in hot here today. So, riddle number two. I am tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I? A little bit more difficult, but think about it. Younger, newer... Is taller, older, shorter.
Thinking like a plant kind of thing, but that makes no sense.
No, because it would grow. Repeat that one more time for me. I need to hear the wording.
Yeah, so the riddle is when I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
It's tough to give hints on riddles.
Yeah, this is...
You really just got to pay attention to the wording. That's the name of the game.
How about a 25-second deliberation?
25-second deliberation.
I'm going to
goodness. Okay, well, that deliberation was fruitful.
Very effective.
Dylan, what's your answer here for this one?
Jake, you want to knock him out with it?
Is a candle?
A candle is correct. A candle is tall when it's young and short when it's old. Good job. Good job there, Jake.
Thanks for these handouts.
Yeah. You were stumped on that one. Don't give me that.
Yeah, for a little bit.
All right, so well done, gentlemen. We have one more to go. This one is interesting. What month of the year has 28 days?
Is that a riddle?
It's a trick question.
Yeah.
It's a trick question.
It is a trick question. Every single month has 28 days, Frank.
Is that your final answer?
That is.
Whoa, repeat it then.
How many have 28 days?
Oh. Trying to be funny. I get it. Okay.
Jake was just wrong. He said February.
I didn't say February. I said it was a trick question because sometimes.
Either way, Dill was right on there with that. All of the months do have 28 days, and that is the correct answer. That's 3 for 3 tonight, gentlemen. Well done. Two more? You want two more? Yeah. All right, we're going to do something out of the ordinary here for the query. Never before done, ever, in the history of the query. Never heard Jake talk this much either. Yeah, we're going to go two more questions just to see what happens. All right, this riddle is interesting. What question can you never answer yes to? Simple, but...
I can think of a lot of answers to that one.
What question can you never answer yes to? Never answer yes to.
Are you dead?
Is that your final answer?
That's specific for me, yeah.
That's yeah, you know, this, I don't really like that riddle. The correct answer is, are you asleep yet? Because I guess technically if you're dead, you couldn't answer at all.
You couldn't answer, yeah, either way. There's multiple answers to that
one. There really is.
Yeah.
There really is. We're gonna skip that one because I sort of liked your answer as well.
I like yours better, though.
You could answer no to that.
You could answer no.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but there's a lot of answers for that one.
You can see a lot of those. That's very true. It's very true. All right. Different question number 4. What is always in front of you but can't be seen?
Your nose.
Your future?
Jake, wait, you can't see your nose?
I guess.
Cross your eyes a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Don't give me that look.
I'm going to say your future.
That is the correct answer, yes. The future is always in front of you but can't be seen. Wow, so we're 4 for 4 tonight, gentlemen. We have one more here for you. This is sort of a longer one. There's a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs?
There is no stairs. It's one story.
You're right on that.
Basement. Their basement. Is that a part of it?
Could be a little lead up to a porch, but yeah. I'm gonna assume there's no stairs.
Steps up to the house.
You guys are right on tonight. Yeah, there aren't any. It's a one story house. Well done. Wow, 5 for 5. This is unreal.
I like these riddles. I'll come back next week.
You'll come back next week? Yeah, we'll glad to have you. Yeah,
the riddle specialist.
We'll keep the riddle.
House.
Yeah, Jake the riddle specialist, the Riddler. Oh, boy. Well, gentlemen, thank you for taking part this evening. And,
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, Dill, thank you as always. All right, so we're going to continue now with one from... McCoy Tyner, who actually passed away earlier this week. This is one of my favorite tunes by him. I actually played it a bunch of years ago, probably 4 years ago at this point. This one is entitled Passion Dance. It's by McCoy Tyner. You're listening to The Loft here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. So that about wraps it up here for The Loft this evening. We had a bunch of different types of tunes. We had some jazz. We had some instrumental stuff. Gonna finish off with a little house Afrobeat here just to close out the show. If you enjoyed the music today, you can go check that out on WMFO.org under the schedule section, under the Saturday, and click on The Loft. Should be there for 6 p.m. Live real-time playlist will be up there. All the artists, all that good stuff is up there. So we're going to finish now with one by the Capo entitled Celebration from the 2014 album The Capo. This is The Loft here on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Frank Wise signing off for this week. Have a great evening, everybody. Peace.